This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Great day to have a day.
I love that.
Let's keep this thing going. Here we go. Let's come out the win today. Here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
This idea that the coach is trying to get the play call is trying to get the player to buy into his scheme and do the things that he wants done, not to do. Caleb as a player is almost like this great jazz musician, and now he's trying to lead the orchestra, and those are contradictory ideas, but he's adapting pretty solidly to it while maintaining his ability to kind of go off on his own a little bit.
Our guy Mully with some thoughts on Caleb Williams as quarterback conductor.
It's a great season for analogies, my friend. Really is. We're watching Caleb do his thing. And that was a great musical analogy by Mully about Caleb, the jazz musician trying to lead the orchestra. I heard from a listener and friend of the show, guy who used to be in charge of the Chicago Improv Festival. Okay, Jonathan Pitts used to run the Improv Festival. And he was in this great, amazing, improvised comedy town that we live in. He was watching Bears-Packers with some friends who are teachers at the Second City, right? And they were all sitting around watching the game, and they likened Caleb Williams to a great improviser, a great comedic improviser, trying to star in a really well-written, scripted movie.
Okay.
And just not quite able to get there, but sometimes
it's magic
because he's just so good, and the director's just got to be like, well, screw my script, look what this guy can do. But it's awkward to watch because you realize it's that brilliant comedic talent who is not quite ready to be the scripted actor in your perfectly crafted piece.
Yes, but to go with the analogy, sometimes what happens is directors let those guys and women do extra takes. Just do you.
Yeah, go ahead.
And let's see if there's some brilliance in there that we can then edit
right
into the movie.
So so if Ben had let Caleb do another take of fourth down, you know?
And well, I think he did. He let him do it last week against Philly, and then he's like, do it again against Green Bay.
Yeah, but so there's Caleb on that fourth down, maybe thinking too much and not just being himself, because he's like caught between this idea of doing what the script is probably calling for and just letting himself go out there and ball.
Not so, tough at all. Just got to give him a better ball. Thinking too much.
Thinking too much. So, I went back and forth with this listener and friend in thinking about it. It took Adam Sandler a long time before you saw him in a scripted movie and you're like, boy, that guy's just a good actor.
Spanglish.
Like, Punch Drunk Love. You know? I mean, sir, obviously Uncut Gems, but that's years.
Funny People.
Funny People is a great call. I really liked Funny People.
I did too. People did not, but he was very good in that movie.
I think it ages really, really well. You look back on it. But in the early movies, like even in Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, there were moments where you're like, oh, look at Matt. That guy's got some heart. There's some real heart there. And you're seeing flashes of the eventual scripted actor that he would become in laying out those moments. But then he'd go a little wild and scream and do that thing because he's got to get laughs.
Oh, wait, that's a different.
It's not far away, though.
Different guy.
But I love the analogy. It's a hell of a season
I'm
for
in
analogies.
The dark, yeah!
Get off the shed! Oh, wait, that's Farley. I mean, it goes
feral.
There you go. Thank you. What did Farley do the shed at all? No. All right. We're combining too many damn things.
So we're trying to figure out, like, who can we have as a comp for him?
Yeah.
Is it Robin Williams?
Robin Williams got there fast.
Is that the apotheosis of it?
It's a great call. Because Robin Williams, early on, Alex, call up Robin Williams' filmography, as you do as a good sports producer.
Yes, the filmography.
Yes.
I'm glad you added the filmography part.
Me too. Is it Jim Carrey?
No, it took Carrey a long time. Robin Williams, I mean, how long were we talking about Good Morning Vietnam? But he was great in like...
But they clearly,
1 hour photo.
But they clearly let him go in Good Morning Vietnam, too.
For sure.
It's like, all right, Robin, this is one of the things where you get to just be you.
Yes. Well, to your guys' point about that last play while we're looking that up, like, was that a bad decision having him run the same play just because it worked the week before? Would it have been better to let him improvise and have more of a feel for that play? Because he said he was overthinking. It's like, well, if I could do something different from that last play with Cole, I would have done whatever he ended up doing.
I think it's actually a really good call in that aspect, because that's what you're supposed to do. You let Josh Allen decide the game on the edge. You let Pat Mahomes decide the game on the edge. Lord knows you don't just take out your young quarterback like you're the Cleveland Browns in a big game.
Shout out to my guy Herb Howard. I was on his podcast this morning. He talked about the reason why he liked that play is that there are four options for Caleb. He can throw the ball to Swift. He can wait for DJ. He can throw it to Cole, or he can run. Now, they took some stuff away. I feel like they took run away. But because of that, it left Cole open. So
yeah, there were options.
So maybe it was just a minute like, oh, man, there's a lot going on here, and I want to win this game for everybody.
I think Caleb right now is like Robin Williams in Moscow on the Hudson. Like, you're seeing some really good stuff, but it's just not quite there yet.
And Jesse, wait till he gets the Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, well, by then. How about Dead Poets Society, right? Or Awakenings.
That's what I meant, Dead Poets Society.
I loved him in Awakenings, too.
Oh, Awakenings, really great.
Isn't that a really great movie?
What about Fisher King? Where is that in his arc?
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
By the way, have you seen the Christopher Reeve Superman doc?
I have not yet.
It's so beautiful.
Fisher King, Terry Gilliam movie. I love that
movie. It's beautiful because they really get into the relationship with him and Robin and like how tight they were, like the roommates, like all of that stuff. It's really beautiful,
man.
I highly recommend it.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah, there's a moment in it that choked me up where he comes in after he has been paralyzed. He comes in and someone helps him through the door and he's like, oh, thank you. And the guy's like, I'd do anything for you because you're Superman.
Oh, man.
I'm like, okay. All right. Well.
Didn't know I would cry.
I'm going to cry now. I'm done.
You're in Lawrence's feelings corner.
It's just a feelings. One man. Just a one man corner over here.
Lawrence is having feelings.
That's locked away in a room. That's what it is.
Come bring him out.
Nope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.